Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, December 23rd, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The password manager LastPass disclosed a breach back in August, at the time saying a threat actor took portions of source code and some proprietary LastPass technical information. In an update, LastPass now says the attackers obtained personal information and related data and also copied a backup of customer vault data. This includes unencrypted data like site URLs and encrypted data like usernames and passwords. LastPass does not believe the attackers accessed unencrypted credit card data. LastPass does not store master passwords for customers, so encrypted data would have to be brute forced to access. But users should be on the lookout for phishing emails. ByteDance confirmed a New York Times report that some employees tracked multiple journalists and associates on TikTok, obtaining IP addresses and user data. These employees looked for overlap of known locations of other ByteDance employees suspected of leaking information. This surveillance reportedly included journalists from Forbes, BuzzFeed, and the Financial Times. A ByteDance spokesperson said the misconduct of certain individuals who are no longer employed at ByteDance was an egregious misuse of their authority to obtain access to user data. The information sources say Apple intended to introduce a next-generation GPU for the SoC in the iPhone 14 Pro, but discovered an engineering design mistake late in development, resulting in it being scrapped. The GPU would have supported hardware-accelerated ray tracing, but engineers discovered prototypes had a much higher power draw than originally simulated. Twitter rolled out previously announced features for Twitter Blue subscribers, including 1080p video uploads on desktop up to 60 minutes long, although mobile uploads are still capped at 10 minutes. Users will now also see a slight preference for replies for Blue verified accounts over other replies. Twitter also rolled out view counts on Android and iOS, which will publicly show how many views a tweet has, similar to how it treats videos. Twitter's tweet analytics already show total impressions of a tweet to a user privately. Support for view counts on the web is expected soon. The Financial Times' sources say TSMC is in advanced talks with suppliers about its first European plant in Dresden, Germany. It will reportedly send senior executives to Germany early next year to discuss government support for the proposed plant. Construction could start as early as 2024, focusing on 22-nanometer and 28-nanometer chip production. Meta agreed to pay a $725 million settlement in a class-action lawsuit that accused the company of allowing third parties, like Cambridge Analytica, to access user personal information. The settlement still requires court approval. Back in 2019, Meta agreed to pay $5 billion to resolve an investigation by the Federal Trade Commission into its privacy practices. It still faces investigation by state attorneys general and a lawsuit by the Attorney General for Washington, D.C. Twitter banned the ElonJet account run by Jack Sweeney for violating its recently announced policy about sharing live locations. This policy says users can share public location information after a reasonable time has elapsed so that the individual is no longer at risk for physical harm. Now Sweeney has created a new account called ElonJet Next Day, which uses the same tracking information, but publishes it with a 24-hour delay. When Apple released iOS 16.2, one feature included a new Home app architecture meant to be more reliable and efficient. Mac rumors discovered the Home app no longer offers the option to upgrade to that new architecture in Settings. Some users reported the upgrade removed members from Home accounts and couldn't let them add new members. Apple published mitigations for that flaw in a support document and said it will reintroduce the architecture at a later date. And finally, Microsoft filed its response to the U.S. Federal Trade Commission's lawsuit to block its acquisition of Activision Blizzard. It argues Microsoft holds a 16% market share in consoles sold in 2021 and makes up a small fraction of mobile game revenues globally. In it, Microsoft says its ZeniMax acquisition has no relevance on this new acquisition, although admits that three upcoming Bethesda titles from that ZeniMax acquisition will be exclusive to Xbox and PC. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly holiday.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.